Time for our local hero spotlight, and it is 4th of July weekend, and this is when things really start to cook. We're talking high summer right now. I remember last 4th of July, on the 4th itself, I went blueberry picking for the first time, got tons and tons of blueberries. And you, Bill McKinstry from McKinstry's Market Garden in Chicopee and also in Hadley, and Phil Corman from CESA, you've laid out this beautiful, bountiful harvest for 4th of July weekend here, including what I'm eating for the first time this year. Let's do it at the same time, okay. Phil Corman. Corn on the cob.
Oh my God.
Bill, this is the first corn on the cob of the season, right?
Yes, today's our first day picking.
Did you have any yet, or am I eating it even before you got a chance to?
Oh no, my son's already had some already, and I think he had 6 ears already.
Really?
I got one so far.
I wish corn nutritionally was more like a vegetable, because I could just eat this stuff forever, but the starches, you know,
I pretend
pack on
it
the
is.
Pounds.
It's hard to get a corn belly.
Bill, you've already started picking tomatoes from the outside. You have a hothouse, right?
We have greenhouse and we have the outside ones. We just started picking both, actually.
What are you going to have for your 4th of July weekend? You have a farm. You could pick from anything. What's on the menu at the McKinstry family 4th feast?
Well, we got to have sweet corn, of course.
Yeah.
Usually we make a nice dessert with angel food cake and raspberries and blueberries and whipped cream.
And you brought some of the raspberries and the blueberries with you, too?
That's not patriotic. What would be on the
board? Red, white, and blue. And then you can carry it over through to Bastille Day because it's also the colors of France. Now, Bill, your family has been in the United States since when?
Well, we came over in the 1700s.
Wow.
We settled in Chicopee in 1752.
So you were just free reign dumping tea into harbors and things at that point?
No, never did.
No, nobody talks about that dark time in pre-U.S. history. But your father and your family has been farming for 100 years.
Yeah, actually longer than that, but we switched to the vegetables. My grandfather switched to vegetables. Before that, you know, everybody farmed for what they needed for their house.
Right.
And you had animals that you grew for.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't supposed to be commercial. It was supposed to be survival at that point, right?
Right. And then you started trading. You traded some of your oats or whatever for shoes. Mm-hmm. You traded it for cloth. You know, we grew vegetables better than someone else, and someone else did better leather work.
I think you'd do great in leather work, Bill McKinstry. You're no spring chicken, and your dad is still involved in the farm as well. How old is your dad, and how long has he been doing it?
He's 84. He'll be 85 next month.
Wow.
He's been growing sweet corn since he was 12 years old.
Wow. Does he hate it, or does he still love it?
The thing about it never gets old for him, because every year is different with the weather.
And you must have grown up farming yourself too, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing that since, you were born.
What is the thing that you love most to keep you farming still, Bill McKinstry, from McKinstry's Market Garden in Chicopee and also Hadley?
You know, we try to grow the best sweet corn we can, and that's what keeps us going, is growing a quality product, making customers happy with our sweet corn.
What is this thing that every year when you have to do it, you're like, oh man, we got to hay again or something like that? Is there something that you don't look forward to on the farm?
Probably picking tomatoes. That's my least favorite job.
Why?
When I was a kid, we had it was a freak snowstorm. It came October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was still in high school. As soon as we got out of school, we had to pick tomatoes. In a snowstorm. Me and my dad, we picked and we picked and we picked till it got dark. You couldn't see anymore. And even with the snow, it wasn't freezing yet, but they all rotted anyway, so it was all for naught. And I just hated picking tomatoes ever since that day.
So now every time you're out there in the field, you think, oh, that snowstorm. They made me do it barefoot, too. Bill McKinstry and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks.
And this month's local hero challenges are great. Our local hero challenge is a recipe challenge for kids. Submit it. Who knows? You may end up in a cookbook. And also, we have a farm stand bingo.
BuyLocalFood.org.